Thanks for listening to the Koi Pond on Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Hey! The Koi Pond. That's, you know, that's Apple to App for the Black Eyed Peas.
What?
That's his song right there.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that opening.
Oh, you do?
It gets me dancing, and I don't dance.
Such a great beat, right?
It's so
it's
good.
It's really energizing. It's energizing.
It's a feel good.
It is a feel good.
You need that feel good. Like, I wouldn't, like, another thing you need to do to feel good, I think, is you just, if you have a shitty mirror in your house, get rid of it.
Wait, what? What's a shitty mirror?
Right out of the gate.
Shitty mirrors. You know,
like
mirrors that where you look at it and you don't look good.
Yeah, okay, here's bad
the
lighting.
Thing. It's the mirror. It's not you sometimes.
That's true.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
In certain hotels,
okay,
the mirrors are almost like HD.
Yes.
And they show every flaw.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you look.
The fluorescent lighting and shit.
Like, and you're like, what the? This is what the fuck I look like?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
This is teal?
Yeah, you got to.
I thought it was blue.
Yeah, you gotta get rid of mid-range.
Rid of the mirror. So the mirror.
Just downgrade.
You got to downgrade
your mirror. Downgrade your mirror and get something that makes you look nice.
It's kind of like it needs a frosted lens, kind of like Sybil Shepherd's lens.
Yeah. A filter. Like
she had
a
almost
moon lighting.
Filter,
so to speak.
With Vaseline over.
Remember moonlighting?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis had the regular lens, and then Sybil was like always talking through like smoky fog.
Did your moms in the 80s have those little freestanding mirrors that they put on desk, and you flip the slide, and it's like green light, orange light.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I used to love that thing and stare at it when I was little.
My mom had
so
that.
80s.
My mom had that plastic thing where it closed and it just was plastic.
Yeah. It's a trifle.
And then you open it and it had these lights.
That's it. That's the one. They all had it.
She called it a vanity.
It's her vanity mirror.
It's my vanity mirror.
She's right.
Joseph, where's my vanity mirror?
Are you playing dress up again, Joseph?
Yeah. And where's my lipstick, Joseph?
Because you have to feel glamorous before you go to bingo.
Yeah, exactly. My mom will play some bingo, goddammit.
How many does she play at once?
She can. I think her max is probably six.
Damn.
Yeah, I think two, yeah.
Does she have any lucky, like, rabbit's foot or troll's head?
Nah.
That's not her
She's
thing.
Just there to socialize. She can give a shit about winning.
Does she ever win big?
I think she won big one time.
Nice.
Like a microwave or something.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Never
All
money.
Right. Never.
Yeah, never money.
Who needs that?
I remember one time Fred won Keno. Do you know what Keno is?
Yeah. Keno is lazier bingo.
Yeah, lazier bingo. It's it is the ultimate win-win for the casino. You know what I mean?
What's Keno?
Keno is, here's 100 numbers, pick 5.
And then go sit in a lounge chair.
Go sit in a lounge chair, and then we'll go pick some other 5 and tell you that you lost.
Yeah. That's Keno.
That's literally exactly Keno. It it's like bingo. It's like, you know, those ping pong balls, they fly and shit, and they fly up to the top, and then they grab it. Oh, it's like the lottery.
Yes. Like Powerball.
But even, it's impossible to win at Keno.
Are they winning money, or are they winning like
appliances? Yeah, Keno's money.
Oh.
Yeah, Keno's money.
It's literally if you want to gamble, but you also want to take a nap.
It's just you're passing time.
Yeah. That's
you'll never win at Keno. Ever.
You know, I'm not just saying this anecdote. Well,
even if you bet one number, you won't win at Keno.
If you pick all the numbers, you won't win at
Keno. You won't win at Keno.
Can I tell you who has the loosest slots in Vegas? And Morongo and everywhere I go, the one that always pays out?
Which one?
The feminist fairy godmother. Dolly Parton.
Really?
Where's that at?
She has slots in every casino, and they're awesome, and there's butterflies everywhere, and she has big wigs, and it's amazing, and it plays Jolene, and it's so good. And every single time I play it, I win. Loosest slots, Dolly Parton slot machine.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Give it a try. Seriously. It's awesome.
I don't like the way they do Dolly Parton like that. I think it should be a little bit more respectful.
That is what she loves. loves. She loves butterflies and wigs.
I understand that, but I don't like the words loose as slots.
Yeah, she shouldn't give it up so easily.
Yeah, giving it up so easily.
Right.
You're right.
The most charitable slots in Vegas.
There you go. I like that better.
All right, you got it.
Jolene.
Is that what she says when you win?
That would be amazing. Double out of bed and double to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition. Yarn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts stomping with throws like me on the job from nine to five. Woo! Working nine to five. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. Wanna lose your head. Both of us won't seem to let you. I swear sometimes that man is
I almost harmonized with you, but I just didn't know any of the lyrics.
They're so good. When people are like, how could she be a feminist? She wears so much fringe. Those lyrics are so crazy. She says, you're trying to climb the ladder, but the boss won't let you, and he spends all his time putting money in his own pocket. Yeah. I mean, she was like a union rights leader.
She was ahead of her time.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I like Dolly Parton.
She's the best.
Islands in the stream. That is what we are. No one in between.
She has a new song with Kenny Rogers, by the way.
Wait a minute. Kenny Rogers is still around?
He's still alive. They just did a song called You Can't Make Old Friends, and it will blow your mind. You will cry the whole way through it.
I can't wait.
It's so good. I don't like country music. I like Dolly Parton.
Yeah, who doesn't like Dolly Parton? And who doesn't like Kenny Rogers? And that's what I don't understand.
Who doesn't like those two? Do you remember Kenny Rogers Roasters?
Hear a little bit of that.
The chicken place.
Are you kidding me right now?
Do you remember?
Kenny Rogers Roasters was the best place to eat, man.
He had a restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah, Roasters.
They had miniature cornbread. Remember the miniature cornbread?
Yes.
The rotisserie chicken.
Oh, my God. Broasted.
Oh, my God. Wow. Hands down, the best place. And it went under.
Yeah.
I used to go there all the time.
Where were they?
They were in Vegas.
Were they really?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I would go all the time. There was one right off the Sahara Boulevard, and I would go all the time. So good. Every time we opened the door, he would go, you got to know when to hold them. And then it closed.
Know when to fold. Oh,
no, it just ended right there.
Really?
Are you serious?
You got to know when to hold them.
That's nice. That's genius.
You got to know when to hold them.
Wouldn't it be cool if you opened the women's restroom and be like, lady.
That's why you should do that.
That's why you keep them around.
Lady.
Oh my God.
That's good.
Wow. Chase, you can stay.
Yeah. Make a mess whenever you want,
yeah.
Chase.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like when you said all the stuff you said about all the shit you talked about Chase on the last show, it's like, well, why do you keep Chase around? Because he's awesome.
Yeah.
Because he always drops gems out of his mouth. And taquitos.
He's got good energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's the best.
He's a good guy.
Oh, yeah. Did you want to hear the Dolly Parton Kenny Rogers song?
I did. I want to hear a piece of that.
All right. Here it is.
Play it.
I'm
already crying.
Now,
what will I do when you're gone?
Kenny's standing on an empty stage.
Yeah.
In an empty
Who's
theater.
Who's gonna tell me the truth?
Wow, he still has his voice.
Yeah.
Who's gonna finish the stories I start the way you always do?
Where's Dolly? She's nowhere to be found.
Here she comes.
When somebody
Hold on.
Knocks at
She's
the
coming.
Door.
Hello?
Someone new walks in. I will smile.
The song would be so much better if Dolly ever came
their hand.
Yeah.
But you can't.
Where's Dolly?
Door opens, pours light in. Dolly walks down the goddamn aisle of the theater, singing to each other, wide up to the stage.
Finally, after 40 years, they're back together again on the same stage.
It was me and
their last hit was in the 70s.
Since way back when.
Wow.
But you can't make old friends.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Stop right there.
The subtlety of her when she came in.
Yeah. I will say this about Dolly, man. What a voice.
Yo, wow. Like an angel. I've seen her in concert 4 times.
Yeah.
3 wig changes every show.
That's badass.
She has wig trunks. That is the level I'd like to be at.
Yeah.
I just want to put my hair on and go on stage.
Yeah, that's cool.
So cool.
I want to own a theme park like her. How cool is that?
I'm going at Christmas.
Are you really?
Yes, I have a fan from way back when gave me a $250 gift certificate to use at Dollywood. My friends got me for my birthday tickets to Dollywood, and we're going.
I think we're all going.
Live remote.
We're all going. We're going. We're all going to Dollywood.
Do you know it was named best theme park food in the country?
I can only imagine.
One word.
Wait, she has a theme park?
Are you?
You thought I was making this up?
Dollywood's like real. Yes. Yes.
Are you serious?
It's been around forever. It's in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go.
They have dumplings.
Yeah, they got dumplings.
They have everything.
They got corn dogs.
They got giant, like, nativity concerts or Christmas, the whole
nativity
thing.
Nativity concert.
Dolly, when she's in town, she grand marshals a parade down Main Street. It's magic.
It's called Dollywood.
Dollywood.
And then they have a roller coaster.
They have tons of roller coasters.
Is Brad going?
Brad is always there.
Brad lives at Dollywood, doesn't
Brad,
he?
Brad lives in Dollywood.
Oh, but do you know what I heard?
They got a jalapeno ride.
I heard that in the fall, between September and November, it's so gorgeous. It looks
That's
like
Dollywood
heaven.
Right there.
Lot of the rides close a certain time of day because the wasps are like circling the air, and you don't want to like get a face full of wasps on the roller coaster. Other than that, it's a perfect utopia.
Where is
There's
it?
There's a water park too in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
I would actually pay. I would pay extra to get on a roller coaster with wasps. Are you fucking kidding me? That just makes it even scarier.
Just wear one of those bee nets. One of those hats for the bee.
That's good.
That'd be sick.
That'd be so good. Okay, we're going to Dollywood.
Whatever happened with country to where those two aren't like declarated, like, you know what I mean? Why did we wait so long for this song to come out? Why haven't we heard from them in so long?
Well,
why haven't they had a major tour?
Kenny had some health problems. Oh. Kenny was kind of out of the game for a while.
What happened?
I'm not sure, but he wasn't doing well. But now Dolly is resurrecting him.
But where was Dolly? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Joe, them's are fighting words. She's put out like an album a year for like the past 57 years.
Oh, she has put out an album
every
year?
Oh my God. Kaylin, do me the biggest favor ever. I love Jesus and Gravity, but please put on Backwoods Barbie because I tried to explain this to Adam Carolla. And if you want to know Dolly Parton's origin story, this is a fairly new album called Backwoods Barbie. Mm-hmm. This song will explain everything you've ever needed to know about why she looks the way she does, why she is the way she is. You'll love it. It's amazing. She puts out albums all the time. You're just not looking.
Yeah. I'm not looking at. But is that my
genre,
fault?
No. That genre has changed a lot.
That's true. It's very pop. It's very pop now. Crossover.
So like all the old school artists, they're kind of underground.
But can I say this, though?
Yeah.
No one is more OG pop than Dolly Parton.
That's true. She is the queen.
Yeah. She was doing pop when country was like, hey, we need to stay country.
Yeah. And
she was like, no, we don't. We need to get over there in the mainstream,
you're
motherfuckers.
Right. You're right.
And they were like, you want to go dancing with the devil on that side? Or stay wholesome over here? Because Jesus Christ don't play over there. Only
that's
the
what she
devil.
Said. Goodbye to Porter Wagner. Went out on her own.
And she was like, good day, Porter Wagner. Go fuck yourself.
That's exactly. Right. And
wait, who's Porter Wagner?
That was kind of her manager. She was on the Porter Wagner show, and that she wrote I Will Always Love You about him because she was like, peace out, I gotta do this on my own, I'll always love you. Whitney Houston picked it up for The Bodyguard. Best thing that ever happened to Dolly Parton because that cash register rang every time someone
played
that song.
That is a great backstory, Gina.
Yeah, thank you. Damn, Joe's quite the falsetto.
Very nice. I was joking right there.
That was amazing.
Well, there you go. That's my Whitney Houston.
Damn, Joe. I know you're from Vegas. You could be an impersonator.
I love that song.
It's a great song.
That is hands down. That is the drop the mic, don't ever make a monster ballot ever again song.
Yep, 100%.
You can try. If there was a monster ballot fucking competition, that one wouldn't be allowed to enter the contest.
You're right.
Yeah.
Because it will fucking crush.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, would you like to hear some Backwoods Barbie?
Yeah, if you
might not crush as a monster ballad, but it'll give you the good feels.
Let's go. Kaylin, play some back.
Sometimes it makes me cry.
I grew up poor and ragged, just a simple country girl. I wanted to be pretty more than anything in the world.
Best line.
From rags to wishes in my dreams, I could have it all.
From rags to wishes in my dreams.
I'm just a backwoods Barbie. Too much makeup, too much hair. Don't be fooled by thinking that the goods are not all there. Don't let these false eyelashes lead you to believe.
Yeah.
That I'm as shallow as I look, cause I run true and deep.
Dolly Parton, everybody.
That was Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. How dare you?
It's a movie.
Banjos give me weird imagery.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard for me too. Don't get me wrong, the lyrics
are great.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Banjo's from Africa. I'm just throwing that out there, believe it or not. Yeah.
Fun fact, I knew an African American named Banjo. Is that why?
Maybe.
Went to my college. I'm serious.
Wow.
I did not know it was an African instrument.
Yeah.
This is so exciting.
Spelled B-A-N-J-O. I don't know how she would spell it.
B-A-N-J-D-O.
And Banjo was his name. B-A-N-J-O, B-A-N-J-O, Banjo was his name. From Africa. Good times,
it's
man.
It's fun, man.
I never... You know, it's a hard sell. It's a hard sell.
What?
Country for me.
I agree. I'm not a country music fan per se. Just a Dolly fan.
Yeah, that would be the hardest car to sell on the lot for me. You know what I mean? If I was car shopping and they're like, "Hey, come over here. We got some country," and I'm like, "Yeah, I'm good. I'll stay over here by the fucking."
What would you rather listen to on the bus? Piping in, no choice, can't turn it off.
Oh man. Okay.
Country, mainstream pop country, which I find to be the most offensive.
That's hideous.
Spoken word.
Oh man, you made it tough already.
Or, let's see.
Death metal.
Christmas music.
Or Christmas music.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Or don't Yoko's Christmas. New album.
Who's
Yoko Ono's new album?
Oh,
about boys band. Have you heard it?
No.
Sounds like that.
I'm all in country. If those are the choices,
those are the choices.
Give me the banjos.
No
Christmas music.
Word.
Christmas music.
Really? I would listen to Christmas music.
Have you heard of Temptations' Christmas CD? I can do that shit all day.
You can listen to Christmas music off season.
I do.
I'm a mistletoe. I want to get to know you better.
Oh, that Christmas music.
This Christmas. Remember that?
That's different.
I don't know what's happening, but I like it.
That's different.
I can listen to Christmas music all day.
Really?
All day.
I cannot.
I just want it. When I listen to the Christmas music, like right now, I'm just singing it, and I can already smell like nutmeg, and I can smell cinnamon,
pumpkin spice.
And I can smell apple cider. Yeah. I can smell all that shit right now.
I think
now.
The problem I have with Christmas music is they start playing it November 1st.
They do play it November 1st.
If you're lucky.
And you know what the starter is? The first song that they start playing? Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah. That's the best one, though.
All I want for Christmas is you. Ooh, baby.
So by December 23rd,
you're
done.
I'm vomiting.
You're done.
Yeah. I get it. Worst Christmas song of all time.
Ooh.
I got two,
actually. Chase, go.
Ooh. Oh. No, I kind of like them all.
Okay,
I'm the wrong person to ask.
Well, you think I'll give you the two worst.
I like that Paul McCartney one.
What's up? My God, I do love that Paul McCartney one.
I knew you were, I felt your energy. You were going to talk about that song, but I love that song.
That is
weird.
The
it's so
worst
weird.
Christmas song of all
Kaylin, play the Paul McCartney. Please play that one. That's
it
my
makes
favorite.
No sense. It's beautiful.
I love it. That's my favorite. I love it. I love it.
Everybody, wonderful Christmas time.
Christmas time.
Squam, ba, boom.
That song.
I love that song.
Oh, my God. What instruments are those? They're so
cares,
good.
Right?
What is that?
They're like from Whoville.
That's funny.
They're not real. They're not made by humans.
No, they're not. But I love it. Here we go. This is a good one.
I'm already
Paul McCartney.
Mad.
Oh, turn it up.
Turn it up. Yes. I'm already driving in the snow.
The mood is right.
Yes, it is.
The spirit's up.
Yes.
We're here tonight.
Yep.
And
simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Simply
having a wonderful Christmas time.
The party's on.
Yes, it is.
The feeling's here.
It's all right here.
That only comes.
Oh, that comes.
This time of year.
What is gonna simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
I want to go Christmas shopping right now.
That song sucks so hard, man.
Come on.
The only song that even remotely can stay in the shadow of that piece of shit is...
Oh, my God.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Are you kidding? Next day, we gave it away. This year, to save it for tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, you gave me my heart. But the very next day, you gave it away. This year, I'll give it to someone special.
I get
that
why
was
you
Boys
hate
to Men's rendition right there.
I get why you hate Chase now.
Huh?
I get it. I get why you hate Chase.
How good was that?
Because it leads into things that you say you hate.
Man, we love it. So those good. Are the two songs you hate? I thought you were going to say like Noel.
No, those are all fine. The classics are classics.
I can't listen to Noel.
But this new shit, oh my God.
I love it. I love it.
Sucks. Is that George Michael?
Yep.
Yeah. It is.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep.
I love it. One of the most soulful black singers of our generation.
George Michael.
George Michael.
All right, what's your favorite?
You know
Christmas
he won
song?
Album of the Year with the Soul Train Music Awards.
That is hard to believe.
What?
What?
What song?
All of the, it was the whole album. They gave it to him. Album
okay.
of the Year.
Okay. Okay. For but like in his sweet spot with like
baby
yeah with Freedom Wham. 99 or whatever Freedom 90
no it was for Faith gotta have faith with the faith the faith, faith. The faith. I gotta have faith the faith the faith
squeal
I love that
that's
song
that's really good don't you love Freedom though with all the supermodels from the 90s yeah,
I love great. That whole album
yeah that's a good song
Freedom 91 I think it was called
oh, that was 90, but yeah.
Freedom 90. Oh, I love that
and,
album. That was his best album.
What's the one where he wants to be your daddy?
I can be your father figure.
That was Faith.
I will be the one who loves you till the end of time.
Only know sound effects.
You're a good conductor, Joe. You're a really good conductor. I wish everyone could see what Joe just did to cut Dre and I the fuck
Shut
off
us,
in the
damn.
Middle of that song.
Joe did the choir
he
teacher.
Was like, I got this.
To the end of
break.
Feedback.
Yeah. Well, technically, I think he cut us all off, but Chase just went for it.
Yeah.
That was good.
So those are your two worst songs. Chris Laxamana, what is your worst Christmas song? Go.
I hate Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, that is dumb. I had to sing that when I was a kid, too.
Yeah, that song kind of sucks.
I think we all did.
That song sucks.
Yeah, but you got to give it props because it's about, you know, Jesus.
No,
it's about
slow down. You have to look up. Why'd you have to look up?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get kudo points from Jesus. He looked up. He did.
I'm with Chris on this one. The Little Drummer Boy.
Little Drummer Boy is about Jesus.
Yeah. Well, you can't soup that song up, though. Yeah, the Little Drummer Boy isn't about Jesus.
It's about a drummer boy.
It's about a drummer boy. He's bringing drums to Jesus.
Pa-rumpa pum pum.
Well, it's about Jesus. Whatever. Look, the point is.
Yeah. He's the one that brings everyone to Jesus, right?
Right.
Yeah.
What about you, Dre? What's your favorite?
Jingle Bells.
Oh, your least is Jingle Bells?
Yes.
Your least favorite.
Hate it.
Yeah Jingle Bells is pretty stupid.
But Jingle Bell Rocks is on point, right?
Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle Bell Time.
Yeah, that
sucks.
In the
frosty air. But a bright time. It's the right time to rock your night away.
Away.
Jingle Bell Time is
a swell time to go riding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horn, pick up your feet.
I don't know the words.
Jingle around the clock.
Mix and a mingle and a jingle and me. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell.
I hate that one too.
And guess what? We got a Christmas episode. Not even Christmas time. Welcome.
You're welcome, you guys. You guys are welcome for this. Enjoy this pod. Enjoy this pod. Gina already picked hers. Chris, did you pick? Chase, did you pick yours?
Oh, I know which one.
What's your least favorite?
The one that. Do you see what I see?
That one sucks. That's good.
Yeah, I had to sing. That's the one, not Drummer Boy. That's the one I had to sing at a play when I was like 6 years old.
You hated it, huh?
I hated it.
Yeah, that song blows.
Yeah, that one sucked.
What about you?
I don't know which one I hate the most. I'd have to say probably Santa Claus is Coming to Town, but it's Bruce Springsteen's version.
Oh, that's good. That's a great choice. Yeah.
He you did a version of what?
You better not cry. You better not cry. I'll tell you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
That was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that song now. That seems like a fun karaoke song.
That was so good, Joe.
Thank you.
What about like Rudolph and stuff that like tells you not to shun kids with rosacea and like... That has a little story to tell.
What the fuck? This is deep. I didn't even know there was a backstory to that song.
That's
I just
what
thought
I
the fucker had
it.
A red nose and he wasn't allowed to play with anyone else.
Yeah.
Well, that's the idea.
Yeah, they shunned him because
they shunned him.
Because he had gin blossoms because his dad had a drinking problem.
Get.
I don't
what
know.
The really fuck?
Don't. Wow, and that's why that song's powerful. You read whatever you want to as your everybody's Rudolph
it's your
in that
interpretation.
Song. You hear your own nightmare happening.
Yeah. Rudolph's being doubly victimized. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. And then, never
that's
mind,
sad.
I'm not going to make
now.
Any accusations or allegations against Santa Claus, but all of a sudden he picks out the weakest one and says, come with me all night. I'm just saying.
Whoa.
It's a deeper story, people. Follow the money.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, I'm not even going to watch that fucking cartoon anymore. We're going to ruin Christmas, Gina.
What about Baby It's Cold Outside? That shit would stand up in court.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I really can't stay. Take your coat off.
Oh, yeah.
I have to go away. Right. Have a drink.
That's baby, right. It's cold outside. Take off your clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's cold.
My mother will worry.
I put something in it. I've got to go to work.
I'm feeling woozy.
It's the drug that's in your drink.
I really shouldn't.
It's your eyes are going to start to blink.
I need to go. Where
I'm falling asleep.
My mom's going to worry.
It's cold.
Where are my pants?
Outside.
That's that song. I think Joe and I just cracked this thing wide open.
Hey, I think you're cute.
Hi, where's my keys?
I threw them away.
Oh, God. My phone doesn't work out here.
I cracked the screen. You know what I mean.
Yeah, that's Maybe It's Cold Outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I never thought about that.
Everybody, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, man. Wow. Jingle balls.
Thank you. Joe's so subtle.
This is fun. Yeah. This is a fun pod.
Let's only talk about Christmas.
Let's not talk about
until
the negative.
Christmas.
Let's not talk about the negative Christmas carols. Let's pick one good Christmas carol.
Okay.
Go.
The movie The Christmas Carol.
No. What Christmas song?
Oh,
Christmas
song. You know which one I like?
Which
I think
one?
It's just called The Christmas Song. The So I'm Offering This Simple Phrase.
Oh, that's a good one.
To kids from 1 to 92.
Yeah. Every R&B singer grabs a hold of that song.
Yeah, that's a classic. That's the best one.
Nuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Damn, Dre with the bass. Did you hear that?
That's my lane, man.
Yeah, that's your lane, bro. It's always the darkest one that does the bass. The dark one always does bass. That's just how it is,
man. That's my lane, man.
Yeah, man. Sorry. Well, have you noticed Boyz II Men doesn't have that bass anymore? Because they got rid of the darkest one.
I didn't know that.
It's just the three light-skinned guys.
That's why they suck.
The dark one's gone. Yeah. You know, I'm not even joking, though. That bass guy was dope. I went to Boyz II Men, and I was like, man, just like, you can hear that bass guy go at it when he was in the group. You really do miss it.
It's often the unsung hero.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a very, like, it was the reason why Boyz II Men had that signature sound. Like,
yeah,
he wasn't singing
like
the other
guys. That voice is the glue.
Yeah.
He was.
Of any group.
Absolutely.
He was the foundation
It ties the whole thing together.
It tied it all together, man.
That's right.
It was a good pair of shoes, but he was the fucking laces.
That's what I'm trying to do for the pod here.
Yeah, man.
You're making fun. I don't know if I can keep on.
I don't know if you know this, but we like Velcro, motherfucker.
Chase is the Velcro because he gets all the chips and shit stuck in it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to lie, though. Boyz II Men kills it, man. Yeah. I went to go see them, and they still crush,
they're still doing
bro. They still act like they're 18 years old. And I'm not joking.
The white sweater vests and everything?
They did everything.
Oh, wow.
And they kill it. They kill it. And I'm a R&B
aficionado.
You know, I love it. I'm a 90s R&B dude, man. And I remember back in the day when there was this group called, I can't remember
Please
their name.
Please say another Bad Creation.
No. It was another group, but one of the singers in it, his claim was that he was the fifth member of Boyz II Men. And he left the group right out of high school because he wanted to pursue a solo career.
Idiot.
No, it wasn't. They had a hit. They had that song. And if I ever As Yet.
No.
I think it was As Yet.
Shy?
Hold on.
No. Fuck, I don't remember. Anyways, I think it's
I'll be sure that the ladies
so
just
like he was in that group. I remember watching an interview about him being the fifth member and all that, right? So everyone was happy that his career took off. Anyways, long story short, I go see them at the Mirage, right?
And
Shy.
Oh, well, Shy. Okay, you were right. So then, he started Shy. Or is it As Yet? Anyways, it's one of the two. Maybe I'm not a 90s guru.
If only we had a computer that would look something up.
Tell us.
Type in fifth member of Boyz II Men.
All right.
And tell me what group he was in. But anyways, I'm watching them perform, right? And there's this one guy that's off to the right that's just as animated, but he's the backup singer. And they introduce him. And they give his name. And they go, we want you to know that Boyz II Men used to be five members. And he goes, and one guy made the decision to go solo. And he started a group. And then they started singing that. You know, they started singing that song. And then they introduced him. And then throughout the whole show, the whole thing was trying to make him come back into Boyz II Men.
Really?
Wow.
And at the end of the show, they gave him a sweater vest and make him... Back, they put him back in Boyz II Men.
So he joined the group? Did he rejoin the group?
Well, I think they don't pay him the Boyz II Men money, but like he travels with them.
Is it Mark Lamont Hill?
Yeah, I think that's him. Yeah. Right. Let me see the picture.
Oh, I got to find
him. Yeah, but yeah, isn't that cool though?
Yeah, wait, so did they do that every show? Like that was the theme of the show? So every show he would get his sweater like he was
at the end of the
group?
Show, that's him. Yeah,
like, wow,
that's him.
Thanks.
That yeah. Dude.
That's dope.
So at the end of the show, they give him the sweater vest and they ask the crowd, should we let him back in? It's fun banter.
Yeah.
But because he crushes it.
Yeah.
He's such a good singer, man.
Hey, did you guys see when
but how crushing is that to leave that group?
Oh, he fucked up.
Crazy.
Yeah. He thought he was going to go full Justin Timberlake, and he didn't.
Yeah, he left too soon.
Check it out. If you're trying to watch, I don't know, old movies, old TV shows, whatever it is, there's a new streaming platform out there called Pluto TV. That's right. Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. You can get anything you want. You want to watch kung fu flicks. You want to watch comedies. You want to watch whatever it is. Whatever you can think of, they have it. Dude, it's so cool, man. You just download the app. Just go to your phone apps, download Pluto TV, and you can watch over 100 TV channels, over 1,000 movies, all of them on demand, and completely free. That's right. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't need to even sign up. You just download the app, and it's free. It's that easy. What are you waiting for? Look at your phone right now and just download Pluto TV. Never pay for TV again. Just download Pluto TV. You can download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream. If you stream it, then you got to get Pluto TV. That's right, Pluto TV. Hey, check this out, you guys. Podcast One has nothing but great, great personalities hosting great, great podcasts. And one of them just happens to be Pro Wrestling Hall of Famer and action movie star Stone Cold Steve Austin. Or you can call him Steve Austin. That's right, Steve Austin, man. This guy is everything. So go to Podcast One and listen to one of the greatest wrestlers of our generation. That's Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's right, Steve Austin on Podcast One. You're welcome.
Did you see that Color Me Bad tour where one of the Color Me Bads attacked the other Color Me Bad on stage?
That's
it was awesome.
That's what? Color Me Not Good.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't see that? They all got kind of like bloated and a little older, and one of the guys just drunk all the time now, allegedly.
The lead singer.
Yeah. And they were trying to do I Want to Sex You Up, and he walked off stage, so the dude had to do it by himself, and he just comes back in and fucking lays the other dude out because he was drunk.
I didn't see that part. Yeah, but yeah.
You can Google it.
What?
We did it on the show.
I did see that story, you know, that he had a drinking problem.
Yeah.
Hey, beautiful lady, I need you tonight. Remember that?
Yeah.
What was that?
That's Color Me Bad.
What song is that?
That's
I Wanna Sex You Up.
That's how it starts. That's the beginning of it. You only known the chorus. I could see it in your eyes.
I don't even know what's happening.
You don't remember that?
No, I just remember, to the hot tick-tock, you don't stop. To the hot tick-tock, you don't stop. To the hot tick-tock, you don't stop.
Here it is, here it is. He's about to get hit.
Ooh, yeah, here we go.
I can't hear it.
All right, so they're done. It was just him and two backup dancers. Big dude walks on stage out of nowhere. And over the speaker.
What the?
And walks off stage.
What?
Yeah, man.
He is huge, by the way.
He's a big boy.
Is that the lead singer?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow, that was vicious.
Wow. Yeah.
That was not cool. First of all, that concert was empty.
That was the
That's
other thing.
That's pretty sad.
That was pretty rough to watch.
That looked like it was in a high school gym.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Dozens of people were upset.
That's not nice.
I was counting!
I did count, too. I couldn't even pay attention to the fight because I was counting the chairs. That's sad. I don't like to see that. I don't want to see. I want people to, you know what I mean? I don't want that fight. You know how you want to know their success story?
What?
They all worked at a movie. Well, two of them worked at a movie theater.
Really?
You didn't know that? So the lead singer and I forget another one worked at the movie theater. And Bon Jovi was playing at the stadium, right? And he came to the theater to watch a movie. You know, trying to be undercover, and he noticed him, and he walked up. He called his two other buddies to come to the theater, and they waited for him to get out of the movie, and they sang a cappella in front of him in the theater, and then John put him on stage.
Shut up.
John Bon Jovi put Color Me Bad on?
On stage.
Wow.
This is insane.
And then they got the record deal.
Wow.
Hey, man, knew talent. John knew talent.
No. I just never would have connected.
You got to also think about the time, too, man. That voice, a white dude singing like that, was way ahead of its time.
Because,
You know, when that first song came out, I Want to Sex You Up, came on New Jack Swing soundtrack. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there was no picture of them. No one knew what they looked like.
City.
Helpful.
New Jack
Helpful.
City, right?
They, huh? New Jack City.
Yeah.
New Jack City.
Yeah.
But it was produced by Teddy Riley, which was New Jack Swing.
Got it.
So, boom, I just got you on that one. Look at the But I remember when that song came out, I was just like, who are these black guys? Because it was all about the groups back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they kept pushing them out every time. And I was like, who are these guys? And then when the video came out, you're like, what? That white dude can sing.
Yeah.
Was there like one front man? I don't remember.
It was the one that you just saw. I think he was mad because they ended that song on, because that was his line.
That was his baby.
Yeah.
Oh, he stepped on his song?
Well, that's his song. That's
Well,
that's
they're
his.
Supposed to, apparently they were supposed to come out and do it together, and that dude didn't come out. He's like, all right, I guess I have to sing it by myself with two backup dancers. The guy just didn't come out.
No, until... those are two singers. It's four in that group.
No, but I think, because when we did the story, I think the story was that just the two of them are touring together, like, because casinos or whatever.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
And they have two backup dancers. That are not helpful.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
Not
all four of them together. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, they're just using their name.
There's one member in the group that's like a really good producer. Like, he's got hits and he's written for a lot of people. And they're trying to get him back in the group, and he just didn't want to get back in
there
the group.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I think the other guy's the black guy with the dreads.
Yes.
That looked like Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What happened to him?
You know what's crazy is Color Me Bad looked like someone famous from another group.
Yeah.
Which is genius, right?
Like the
Latino.
That dude
look like Kenny G. That dude look like George Michael.
Yes! Yes!
Really?
Yes! Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there was one that looked like Kenny G. There was one that looked like Terrence Trent D'Arby. One looked like George Michael. And then the white guy.
So they're they're like the Avengers of music.
They were.
That's awesome.
So this guy's in the...
Oh, shit, they were!
Technically, two dudes look like George Michael.
Yeah.
And those are the ones from the video. Yeah.
Two different eras of George Michael.
Yeah.
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 Isn't that funny?
Yeah, man.
They were good, man.
What was the other big hit? Didn't they have like...
Me Amor,
I adore. Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. And without Color Me Bad, we wouldn't have such parodies like Dick in a Box, because they were the template for that 90s awesome shit.
But they still had good music.
Yeah, but they were the fucking, the rayon high mock turtleneck with the blazers and the chain.
But that sounds like everyone in the 90s.
But what sucks though is that when you have a hit that big,
it always
seems to be the downfall of the group. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean by that? Like that.
They can't chase that hit.
The song becomes so much bigger than the group that it's just like,
and that's what makes groups, and then there's super groups that can follow those hits.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But that did kill him in the back. They had one song that was so good. It was on the B-side of the album, man. I loved it.
What was it?
Okay, I'll look it up while you guys talk.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So what was your favorite R&B song in the 90s? Go, Gina.
Ever.
Go for it.
I mean, I love Blackstreet.
Ah,
wow.
Which one? Oh man, that's
Come
my
on.
Group, right?
It is.
Yes,
you were in Blackstreet.
Yeah, no, I wish I was.
Yeah. No, but in being like a little girl in the Midwest, you're only exposed to whatever's on Top 40. You know, you're just not. But when No Diggity came out,
I've been thinking something's going wrong because you got an attitude. You're not in the mood like you used to. Girl, I can feel it when I hold you in my arms. The feeling is not the same.
I need a mop.
Can I be the one to blame? I don't wanna lose your love. No. Remember that shit?
That was hot. You know, speaking of that, my other favorite R&B song ever. All my life.
Yes!
I pray for someone like you.
Man, she made it come
this whole time.
I thank God
that
I finally found you.
Yeah, I love that song. I love Casey and JoJo.
That is... Dude, this is nothing but a singing pod.
Yeah. This trip down memory lane.
This has nothing. We're not talking about anything tonight.
That's okay.
It is all about good music and having a good time, man. Dude, this is so much fun.
Now, earlier we were talking about unsung heroes of groups.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ricky Bell, because I just saw Robbie, Bobby, Ricky Mike, which is New Edition minus...
Johnny Gill
or Ralph Tresvant.
And Ralph Tresvant. But those were all the hit makers.
Were Ricky Bell... Unsung hero of that
can
group.
Can sing!
Unsung hero of that group.
Can sing, down. Bro.
Yeah.
Wow.
He is such a good singer.
Killed
he had two
it.
Love songs, man, that crushed.
And he did them. He did them
can
on
I
Saturday.
See your smile? Can I see your smile again?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Crusher, man.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
I'm telling you, man.
I gotta look into Ricky Bell. Best Salt and Pepper song, None of Your Business.
Mm.
Hard to sing at karaoke, though, because it's just...
They
for the whole time.
They had some good ones, though.
But the best ending to a song... Who are you to judge? There's only one true judge, and that's God. So chill and let my father do his job. What? How did you work that into a song about banging strangers?
Hilarious.
It's the best Salt and Pepper song. Please don't tell me I'm alone on this.
No, no, no.
Thank you.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
What are you looking for?
That song. But that was good, though.
Thank
I don't
you.
Really remember that.
You don't? If I want to take a guy home with me tonight, it's none of your business.
Oh, yeah.
If she want to be a freak and sell it on the weekend, it's none of your business.
Dude, now they're back together, though.
What?
Yeah.
They're on tour.
Yep.
For real or for like
for
reality
real,
show?
For real, with Spinderella and everything.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my calendar just got full. I can't wait to see that shit. I love Salt and Pepper.
You know who I love? TLC.
Oh, well, yeah.
They had so many hits, man.
Yeah.
They had so many hits. Dude, why can't we get that? Waterfall. Why can't we get that music back?
We don't have groups anymore. I mean, there's no groups anymore, really.
No, there's not.
That originality, that T-Boz voice.
Yeah. What's Danity Kane?
Danity Kane. That's the group that Diddy made.
That was Diddy's group.
Okay. Was that like a reality show thing?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Did anyone come out of that? Who was in that? Anyone that now we have heard of? Like individually?
Not on a major scale.
No, none of them. That was the funniest episode when he fired all of them.
What?
You never saw that?
No, what happened?
Yo. It just spit all over everything.
So I saw that. That was great.
How many episodes deep are we into this
reality show?
We're
talking like almost the second season, I think.
All right, so second season, somewhere episodes deep.
Or maybe, I don't know, or the end of the... But these girls were catty and fighting, and they were like... They were already superstars already before they were superstars. Yeah. And they were like, well, I'm not going to... And they were showing up to like commercials because that bitch is there. They started separating each other on the thing. And then Diddy had like a meeting for all of them, an emergency meeting. And all of them, he asked all their reasons and blah, blah, blah. And he was just like, man, okay, yeah. So you got a guy that's trying to invest millions of dollars into you and make you, you know, make this group a success, and you guys can't make it work, right? They all said their problems with each other. He goes, all right, cool. So, all right, cool. I'm done. Danity Kane is no longer around.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you should have seen all of them. They were like, huh? And they looked at each other like, wait, huh? What? What? It's done. Have a nice day, you guys. Show's over. I ain't got time for this shit.
Oh, my
babysitter. Get the fuck out of here.
They wanted him to argue, and he didn't have to.
He didn't have to.
Good. Yeah. So was that it?
Literally.
I love that.
And he owned the rights to all of them as solo artists, and he owned the right to them as a group. And just stunt their careers. They could not, none of them could do anything.
Oh my God, he's diabolical.
He ate them, destroyed them right in front of their faces.
I gotta revisit that.
But you gotta understand, he kept telling them throughout the season, like, yo, fucking chill. Like, get it together, blah, blah, blah. And then finally, that last episode, he was like, yeah, this is dumb shit, right? Bye. I got other shit to worry about.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I got a clothing line. In fact, the meeting was inside, like, where they make the clothes for Sean John. He needed to put in a nice office.
It was like conference room B.
But, you know, that's what I loved about, Diddy. You know, I follow his Instagram because he is very motivating. Yeah. The guy gets up and he's just like, fucking work. Let's go. Work. Let's work. You ain't got time to work. If you don't have time, then don't fucking say it. Get out of my lane.
Yep.
And he says it. There's this one thing that he posted. He goes, I already told you the secret. He's yelling at it. It's a selfie camera. I already told you the fucking secret. You know what to fucking do. I do it all the time. I don't need to tell you what to do. Do it. I'm doing it. What I'm doing, do it. That's the key to success. I don't need to fucking tell you. You just don't want to hear it. You don't want to do it.
It's true.
I'm doing it.
I've never been so afraid and so turned on at the same time.
Because it's true. I hate hearing people telling me I don't know how to do it or what did you do? Just fucking do it, man.
Well, that's what Kroll always says. How do you make a documentary? You make a documentary.
You make a documentary.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
How do you get a tour bus? You get a fucking tour bus.
How did you get a tour bus?
I went and got it. I went and got it.
And you wrapped the shit out
wrapped
of it.
It.
That thing is amazing.
Yeah, and I didn't seek any sponsors for it.
Wow.
It's mine, 100%.
Wow.
It's mine. You want to invest? You invest in yourself. You believe in your product? Believe in your product. Invest. What's the difference for me buying a billboard on Las Vegas Boulevard or having a bus that's wrapped that's going to tour across the fucking country that looks like a billboard?
That's genius.
That's where I'm going to put my money.
That bus is hot.
It's beautiful.
I got to see, when's it going to be docked somewhere in Los Angeles?
Oh, it's always
here. It's
here all the time.
I want to see the inside of a fancy tour bus.
Yeah, you'll love it.
I've only seen them at RV shows.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, we love it on there.
Do you have a bedroom?
Mine's the biggest room, yeah.
But is it in the back?
Well, the upstairs is kind of weird, but
there's
downstairs.
There's an upstairs? Are you serious?
I'm fucking with you. There's no upstairs, Gina. God, I can impress her with anything.
Oh, my God. Really, Mr. Jokoi?
It's beautiful, though.
I sure would love to see you upstairs in your bus. If there's a weight limit, I can take all this off.
It's cold outside.
This drink tastes funny.
Just go upstairs.
Is it supposed to be fizzy?
And turn off the lights.
Okay, this is quite a fright. Wow, I don't care if it's only one level. I want to see it. I'm already impressed.
It's the best sleep I ever got.
Really?
Because like I think as a kid, I would like watch, like I'm an only child, so I'd watch these movies about like orphanages. Yeah. And shit, and it would be like sad, but I'm like, that looks kind of fun. You just get to sleep over with your friends and stuff. That's what it's like on the bus. I'm on like a bunk. It's like six bunks, right?
Yeah.
And it's fuck, it's cool. I like lean over.
It's rolling summer camp.
It's a rolling summer camp.
Do you guys say goodnight like the Waltons? Like, goodnight, John Boy. Goodnight, John Boy.
Usually Joe's the last one to go to sleep.
Wow.
Every time.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I can't sleep. I just stay up. I always think of shit.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I can't sleep. What's that called?
Insomnia.
It's bad. You have sleep apnea and insomnia?
Yeah. Not a good combination.
Poor guy, man.
So I snore with my eyes open.
You poor thing. But you don't hear them making crazy noises or talking in their sleep?
No, he's the last one to go to sleep.
Yeah, that's something. Do you hear like Chase doing crazy shit in there?
No, Chase always, he can't close the curtain all the way. So we always walk by and it's his face like this.
It's like an
open.
I would feel the same way.
It's like an open casket.
Yeah. I'm like, man, I get that. I totally get that.
Not the visual I wanted to see before he passed.
I get that. All right. Well, it sounds like you guys.
You know, one time really he came out of his bunk. One time he came out of his bunk fully clothed. Woke up with socks and shoes on. I'm like, this motherfucker.
How did you do
socks
that?
Socks and shoes.
How big are these bunks?
They're pretty big.
They're pretty big.
That you can like do a 8 feet full long. Wardrobe change?
You can do a, yeah.
Wow.
It's got a TV in it, each one.
Yeah, everyone has a TV. Wow, there's... Yeah. It's like eight TVs in that thing now that I think about it. Yeah.
Can you sit up without hitting your head?
No.
They're low.
Yeah, they're low. You lay in it.
I could get in there. And then I bet the bouncing from the bus is kind of nice. It's
it's
puts you right to sleep.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect.
Oh, damn. All right. Yep. I got to see this thing.
Mm-hmm. But everything's achievable. Whatever you want, you can get it.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Someday I, too, can see the inside of your tour bus
while
it's parked.
Done.
And get the fuck out.
Get on stage. Okay, let's
do
it, Gina.
You just put it in the universe. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
I love it.
Baby.
I love it here. I love hearing this. I love being reminded of this. Even when we're not talking about when we're badly singing Christmas songs out of key, I still feel inspired. That's you guys. That's exactly who you are.
Because it's just fun.
It's fun.
It's what life is.
Thank you. You're right.
People at that pub were singing Christmas songs. People in their cubicles are singing Christmas songs from this spot. Sure. That's what I meant to say.
Absolutely.
They're having a good old time.
Yeah.
There's people out there going, yes, I hate that fucking song too.
Yeah.
It's I saw a cool t-shirt design where they had the word inspire at the top.
Yeah.
An arrow pointing down, if you can imagine, in a circular. And then at the bottom, it said be inspired. And then it had an arrow going back to inspire.
I love
so
that.
So it was a circular...
Yeah. Motion
of inspire and be inspired. So it's inspiring yourself and then inspired others.
Yeah, man.
And I love think, it.
And that's kind of what has to happen. You know, and you have to have that energy.
Yeah.
And then
you can only give so much energy too, man.
Yeah.
It's like, finite.
Energy is very valuable, man. Yeah. And it starts to get exhausting when you keep handing it over and handing it over. And then you just got to step back and go, can't give you anymore, man.
Yep. Yeah.
I can't give you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
How many batons am I going to give you?
Well, because they're and not to be negative, but there are a lot of takers. There are a lot of energy takers.
Absorbers.
They don't give anything back.
Well, and that's, I think we've mentioned this before, but when you get contacted out of the blue by a stranger and say, hey, I just want to know, like, how did you get successful? And they word it in a way that it's like, you did all the legwork already. Can you just help me out?
Yes! Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they say.
Yeah.
That's exactly how they say it.
So that's why with responses like that, I say, well, if you have time, I could send you a Word doc of exactly the windy, twisty road I took to get here. But that was my road. Mm-hmm. Good luck to you on your road. I can't wait to see what you do with it. Best, Gina. because it's very there's no linear way.
Yeah. Love or hate somebody, whatever it is that you want to do, but just don't ever hate on their success, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, everyone can sit there and hate on Diddy all day, man. Right. But I saw him talk to this guy named Shiggy, who's kind of blowing up online right now. Drake took him on tour because he invented this dance called the feeling or whatever.
In my feelings.
And he's been taking on tour. And then he went and met Diddy. And Diddy just, once again, he's getting his hair cut. You know, it's just like everything's moving.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy's always moving. You know what I mean? I'm signing this contract. I'm getting my hair cut. I'm talking to you. This is the time I have right now because I'm always moving forward. But I'm going to tell you right now and listen to my information. This is exactly what he did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He's like, right now you're the hot thing, man. 2 million people love you. Seize this opportunity. Mm-hmm. Get acting classes. Get the best actor. Hone your craft. Figure it out, whatever it is that you got and that works for you, and grab a hold of it. Now.
The wave is coming.
It's here.
Yeah.
And then he went right back to getting his hair cut. And I mean, that information from that man is worth $1 million.
Absolutely. Yep.
You can do whatever you want with that, whatever you want to do with it. He was standing there right in the hallway, and he had that option. He was like, I'm going to listen to him, or I'm going to laugh and just do whatever the fuck I did and make this happen for whatever it is at this point in time. Or I can bank on this shit just like he said.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's all learn from Shiggy.
It's just not Shiggy, Diddy. I really do. I love watching those guys. They are a different mold, man.
Yeah.
And you don't have to like any of these cats that I'm suggesting to you. Just understand their grind and their hustle, man.
Well, you don't have to like them, but there's a reason we all know who they are.
Yeah. There's a reason.
Don't be stupid.
They know what they're doing, man. They're very smart people, man. And like he said, man, I'm doing it. I told you the secret. I don't have to whisper in your ear the fucking secret. Just watch my life. I'm doing it.
Yep.
And everything I'm doing, you can copy. It's free.
There's some people that have a natural ability to turn off that. There's an inner voice that the doubting voice.
Uh-huh.
Some people have a natural ability, but some people, you have to work at it.
Yeah. To shut that doubting voice out.
You have to work at shutting that off.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, you know, he might go, I don't want to take acting classes. That's, you know.
You'll always come up with a thousand. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
And everything's a muscle. And if that's getting most of the workout, it's going to be the louder voice.
Yeah. And if people love certainty, they don't know what's going to happen if they put all this work in and they take all these risks and nothing happens. But if you don't try, at least you're certain nothing will happen. And some people love that certainty or addicted to it.
Yeah, man.
So let's cut that cord.
Very true.
Yeah, man. So whatever it is you believe in, do it, man. Shit. I remember when Diddy I remember a long time ago he said that he met Heavy D, and he met him at a club, and all Heavy D said to him, he's like, yo, I like your hustle, man. He goes, he hired him for a show at Howard University or college, right? And then Heavy was like, yo, you ever in the city, man? You know, come hang out. Like, I got you. I like your grind, I like your hustle. And he was in college when this happened. That motherfucker went the next day, and even Heavy was like, yo, you know, I was like, just joking.
Nice.
And then Heavy was like, I couldn't shake the kid. Kept coming.
That's awesome.
Kept coming. Next thing you know, he is in the same record label of Heavy D.
Wow.
Which was, I think, Uptown Records.
Uptown, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he becomes the fucking president of Uptown Records. And that's what it is, man. When someone gives you information and they're like, hey, I see something in you, make it work. Make it work.
Yeah.
Do it. It's up to you, though.
Yeah.
Only you can do it.
Prove them right.
Let's go. I like that. That's what I want to end on right there. Prove them right. Anyone that says you're wrong, prove them right. That's what it's all about. You can sit back and just be like, yo, fuck it. Maybe I don't need to do this. Maybe I do suck. Maybe I will cry. Fuck that, man. Use that energy as a positive.
Joe'll be crying himself tonight on his huge tour bus.
Right? Yeah. I ain't crying. Fuck that. There's so much more to achieve in life. And I can't stop. Can't keep going. I got to keep going, you guys. I'm glad you're on this train ride with me, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on yours now, Gita.
All right.
Whatever you're doing, I'm doing. Chase, whatever you're doing, I'm doing. Dre, Kaylin, Chris, Koi Pond. I love you guys. Ralph. If I had the time with you again, I would like to be way more than friends. Girl, if you give me a second chance, then I'd say, yeah, 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 yeah. I could fly you out to Paris. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, okay. Buy you some cares. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.